Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Merry Christmas. Our text for this Christmas Eve is our gospel reading, specifically the 21st verse. She will bear a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. These are the words of the Lord, and so we pray. May the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, we see those plaques and the bumper stickers that say things like, Jesus is the reason for the season. Okay, but shouldn't we there also be those that then say, Luther, the reason for the season for Reformation? Or Washington and Lincoln, the reason for the season in February? I mean, why is it that all those car and furniture retailers have their big sales and there is a day off from school? Why is Jesus the reason for this season? The retail industry for cars and furniture give us a new reason. If you are in the market for a new car or a Lazy Boy recliner, that is. Then too, it's for our kids and teachers to have a day off, which actually is closer to the original reason for that time in February anyways, to remember and give honor to two great presidents. But why is Jesus the reason for this season? There are a lot of other reasons today for Christmastide, other than the original reason. In our text, the angel tells us why plainly. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Washington helped save this land from the tyranny of the British, and Lincoln had a hand in abolishing slavery. What did Jesus do? Having a free country and no slaves is a good thing that lasts. We enjoy them today. But what did Jesus do? Verse 21 again. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Did he? Do we need that? Can we enjoy that today? Better question is, do you need that today? Do I? Can you have that gift of Christmas today? I mean, the world has already replaced some of those original holy days, with something else. Washington who? Wasn't he the third pick for the Chargers back in 2002? Oh, and Lincoln, yeah, that rock band, Linkin Park. What a place in Chicago, right? Really? They get to have a national holiday? And there's no kids here to say cool, because that's just dating me, right? But why not? Well, why not? Do we really remember the why? For any of them? Do we care? I mean, we get a day off, so we're supposed to think about why. I mean, really spend the time, do we, to honor those whom we can thank for that day off, for a reason to celebrate, to eat and to be merry, for getting a deal on a new truck. So what is your reason for this season? What is that old saying? If you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. At least for that reason alone, learn your lessons from those who went before us, who fought and worked and sacrificed so that we can enjoy these things. The Bible says to give honor where honor is due. But is that all there is in a holiday, a holy day? Just a day of remembrance? Yet even so, we do, and for good reason, yes, we get to experience the benefits and result of what these great men have done. That's America. That is why I had to learn the Gettysburg Address by heart in the fifth grade. That is why we should, so we don't forget. So we act in a way that encompasses that respect, that helps continue what they have done for us, that keeps it alive in us so we don't have to repeat what they helped abolish, to have to pay again, and it's paid in blood. With blood. What has already been paid for in full. But is that why we are to memorize the Catechism and the Bible? For memory alone, remembrance, and to continue the work of the baby Jesus? Yes and no. It is not like we can do a lot but repeat the history in words and in practice. Unfortunately, we do. Anyways, it is true that what was done by Washington and Lincoln has far-reaching effects for us today. Yet this is only for this country and for this time. It is only good for us personally until we die. Plus, you don't get punished if you reject Lincoln's ideas or if you had not voted for him. You are free not to not even vote at all. Yet not so with Jesus Christ born on Christmas Day. He says that you are either for him or against. There's no middle ground, no abstaining, not voting, because you have cast it against Christ. Even so, with or without you and me, he will save his people from their sins. The eternal God is here, creator of not just the Jewish people. There is nowhere else on earth to go. He created that too. Are you his people or not? And no, he is not talking about just the Jewish people again. And he is not talking about a one-time deal, a short human lifespan of 70 years or so. His people span from Adam and Eve to Abel and Noah and Moses and Abraham and David and John and Peter and Augustine and Luther and Washington and Lincoln and you and me. So is he your reason for the season, for this season? Are you one of his in whom he has saved from sin, your own personal, and I'm talking about the real ones, not the oopses, but the ones that you don't want anybody to see, the ones that you hide down deep, the real, ugly, and true, the damnable ones, because he's a real savior for those. I mean, if it was just the mouth, you know, when somebody cuts you off in traffic, or the hand gesture, if it's just the bits of anger from time to time, if it's just those things that we can figure out how to stop that, you know, we can get better at that. If that's all that Jesus died for, he's not a very big savior then. We're talking about the worst of the worst. We're talking about the things that people get life for. We're talking about the things that people are executed for. Jesus died for those. And as one FBI psychologist said, that if we're pushed, doesn't matter who we are, anybody is pushed. The right buttons are pushed. We're capable of those things too, any one of us. And so we need a Savior that big. We need that kind of Messiah. We need that kind of a sin taken care of, paid for, absolved from. Because those are damnable. Well, the other ones too, but we don't care, even if he does. So the question is, did he take away your sins? Do you want him to? Well, you know he has anyway. Does his life and work, his death and resurrection, does it affect you this day? Your life these days? Can your guilt be taken? I mean, this is important because, you know, can your guilt be taken? Can you enjoy forgiveness? I mean, imagine that, trying to think of a day that we do not feel shame, that we do not feel regrets, that we don't wish that we could go back and change something. But imagine a day that is going to happen, because that's what he came to take away. Christmas is about that. Guilt to be taken. Enjoying forgiveness today, even, as we enjoy the freedom because of great men like the great men of America. Or must we eventually replace it with all those other things vying, competing for that slot on the calendar or in your life? Have the effects of Jesus been all used up and no longer matter in this post-Christian, this post-church age that we live in? After Moses had died, and the people of Israel were crossing the Jordan, heading into the promised land just before they were going over, Joshua said this. He said to the people, he's replacing Moses. He was Moses' right-hand man. But he said, choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. God did not become human in the person of Jesus Christ just so that we can have a day off. Or give a reason for our parents and loved ones to buy us stuff. He didn't do all that just so someone would remember him. Or just some brief reflection or in a speech to say, please take this moment to remember our honored dead. A great example for us all. No, he came to rescue us from forever replacing or placing something else in that spot in our lives where he belongs. No, it is even more than that. He came to place us in his life, as he wants us completely, every bit of every one of us, to carry us home. No, there is no God is my co-pilot stuff. He drives all the way, or we end up in the ditch dead. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Your sins, mine, the hidden ones, the pet ones, the addictions. Yes, each one causes us to crash and burn. But them all? It requires, well, it has to be divine intervention time. Rescue, and effective right now. Sins taken away today, and then again tomorrow, and up until your last breath. Jesus calls out to us, repent, for yes, the kingdom of God has come. A baby named Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Kings, and where the King is, and he is King of everything, whether you vote for him or not. It is not a democracy, but a monarchy. Where the King is, there is his kingdom. So what is the reason for this season? There is only and ever will be just one. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. We are here tonight not just to honor Jesus, but to get presents from him. He is here giving. Huge and the most expensive kind. Life, liberty, and a true happiness only found in him. We don't even have to pursue it. He pursues us. Yes, we are poor beggars in need. We have nothing to give him. What do you give the man who has everything, literally everything? Our lives are even his. Even even if we refuse his gift. But even so, he is here now to give. Even if we are not his people yet, even if only we have our sins, he will take them. Well, in fact, he already has, as that is why he came 2,000 years ago. He had come that many years ago to make us his. He is here tonight to make you his. He is here to tell you he has forgiven you all your sins. This is why the angels rejoiced and sang. This is why the shepherds left their flocks to go and tell such news, such great news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the God-man, born of a virgin. This is who has come to bring peace and goodwill towards men by forgiving them, you and me, all our sins. And this is the only reason for any season in the church, for us, for he has saved us from all our sins. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.